This is the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. We're going to talk about design in everyday situations. Okay, welcome back to the IC Pixels podcast. This is Anthony. I'm here with David. We're going to talk about some more things.
All right, so this week we wanted to talk about social media. Anybody that owns a business or that's trying to be an Instagram model or whatever knows the importance of social media. And it's become, you know, it's just a big thing in life today. So we wanted to talk about how we use social media and kind of talk about that in relation to how we should be using social media, because you'll see a lot of people on YouTube or whatever, or and on Twitter, talking about how this is how I use Twitter and Instagram or whatever, and I have this many millions of followers and I tweet on this schedule and all this other stuff. We don't do none of that stuff, so we want to talk about our strategy, what we do with social media, and probably also discuss some ways we could improve what we're doing. Because, right, honestly, what we're doing right now with social media is pretty terrible.
Yeah. It's not that we don't know exactly what to do. I mean, we're not saying we're not purporting that we know everything, but the problem is we don't do what we know we should do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my wife is but she does a lot of social media stuff and has a decent following, and she's told me multiple times, like, why you only got 17 followers? And I'm like, well, because I don't care, but maybe I should. That's another thing we want to talk about, like, does this even matter for what we're trying to do? Which, you know, that's all stuff you should evaluate if you're in the same situation we are, with barely any followers and not really doing much on social media, at least not consistently.
Yeah.
So I guess to start, let's talk about where we are currently. So, you know, there's tons of different social media platforms or whatever. But right now, for our business, Alien Muffin, we are mainly on three different platforms. Unfortunately, we're no longer on Foursquare, to those of you that may miss us on Foursquare.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke.
And
We're not on Grindr or whatever those other...
Tinder.
Yeah, unfortunately. So right now...
We are on Black People Meet, though.
BlackPeopleMeet.com.
In Black Planet.
I'm on you can check out my profile on Christian Mingle, that whatever the website is. All right, but right now we mainly focus on our efforts, what little they may be, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So as of this moment, right now it is October 16, 2016. On Twitter, we joined back in 2012. So we've been on for 4 years. We have a total...
Probably done a tweet a year.
Yeah, so we have 365 tweets. So, I don't know. But let's see, we follow 34 people. We have 17 followers. So, you know, if you've got a company you want to reach a large audience or a really tiny audience, you know, holler at us with our 17 followers. So on Facebook... Let's see, when did we get on here? We've been on Facebook for a long time, but we really only started being like actively doing stuff maybe less than a year ago. So we have 42 people that like our Facebook page, easily double the amount that we have on Twitter. So, okay.
But crushing the numbers. Crushing it.
On Instagram... this is actually our most successful social media platform, and still embarrassing. I don't know when we started on here. It really doesn't matter, but we've posted 70 times. So there's a whole lot of scrolling you could do. Look at all the pictures we've posted. We have 86 followers, and we follow 76 people.
I guess that's not too terrible, honestly, because it's we're averaging, I mean, per post, you could say we're getting more than one new follower per post.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So those aren't terrible numbers, and we have more followers than when people were following, so that's also...
Well,
we're not terrible there.
So I guess you post on Instagram more than I do. What do you see in terms of people interaction, the connection we get out of Instagram? Do we usually get a lot of likes on our pictures, comments, that type of stuff?
Well, let me go back a little bit. I should also state, so we've been on Twitter since 2012, but that was an account that we started before we decided to be a business. It's like an account I bought. I mean, not bought. There was my first problem. It's an account I started like a long time ago, just never used it. So, I mean...
That's no excuse.
We've been on there for a long time, but we just haven't used it. But we could have.
Yeah, I feel like we've only been active or kind of active maybe for the last 2 or 3 years. And by active, I mean maybe posting once a month, if that.
Yeah. I mean, I would honestly say really active within the last year.
Yeah.
That I would really say, like, as a company, like, being active. So, just to be fair, we haven't just been sitting around for 4 years. Yeah, we just weren't pushing ourselves officially as a company. So, but what was your question?
So I was saying, in terms of interaction, what do you see across each of the platforms?
Well, I would say on Twitter, your wife retweets us, so that's tight.
That's a start.
I retweet us. That's a start. But I honestly, I don't see a lot of action on Twitter. I can go into later like why I think that is, mm-hmm. but I don't see a lot of action on Twitter. Facebook, there's slightly more action because on Facebook you can actually, I'm able to actually tag clients and clients tag us when we do work and we post something about something we did for them. So we get a little bit more action out of that. But Instagram, as designers, that's probably the easiest and most direct social network for us right now because
you can actually show
it's
stuff.
Just pictures. Yeah. Yeah. And we design things, we post a picture of it, we can tag the client or whatever and, you know, throw a bunch of hashtags on there and we've been steadily growing growing our followers and steadily getting more likes and stuff like that because of that. Just because of the just because it's an easy it's easy for people to find versus something like Twitter when you're a designer, it's like a really direct sale, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I feel like in terms of interaction, like I've interacted more, I guess, on Instagram than anywhere else on Twitter. I think once or twice someone has liked or retweeted something, like not someone I knew, because people I know, I feel like you can't count that. You can't, like, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So like half those likes on our Facebook page don't count. Most of the retweets we get don't count. Some of the likes we get on Instagram don't count either.
Both of the retweets.
But like I've posted stuff on Twitter once or twice and actually got a like or a retweet from someone I literally don't know who I assume was genuinely interested in whatever I tweeted. Instagram, I definitely get a whole lot of likes and stuff like that. And a whole lot, I mean like maybe 17 is probably like our average number of likes we get on a picture. Which is very low, but I feel like
crushing it.
It's not from people I know, it's strangers or whatever. So
yeah,
I don't know. We're obviously not engaging with people. I can't say that we've ever met or connected with a client through any of these platforms.
Well, no, we did. There was one girl that we actually had a consultation with that we actually did make the connection through Instagram.
Oh, okay. Well.
Turns out I went to high school with her, but whatever the case. She didn't know that at the time. She didn't know it was me she was contacting.
Cool. So. Yeah, I mean.
So we got one.
That's a start, because I was not aware of that one. But, okay, so. Yeah. I guess let's talk about our strategy or lack thereof for each of these platforms. So let's start with Twitter, since we have 17 followers there. Our strategy is obviously been ineffective. So yeah. When you tweet, if you do tweet from that account, what is your strategy? What are you tweeting about?
I don't tweet from that account. And I mean, I have to say, like, with my own personal Twitter account, I tweet more on there because it's my own, I feel like it's my own voice. I'm not speaking as a company. I'm just speaking as myself.
Yeah.
And I actually have right around 1,000 followers there on my own account.
Oh, boy.
That's at Ant Cave, if you're wanting to. But that's from various different things because I'm an artist. I'm a painter and a photographer and stuff. So I followed a bunch of artists and photographers and stuff like that and a bunch of other things I like. And I actually got some likes out of that. I mean, got some follow backs and stuff like that. And that's how I built up that. But that's actually me tweeting as my voice. But as a company, like with Alien Muffin, what I would probably be tweeting about is, you know, design related stuff, stuff to do with business, like tips about how to do things, new technology coming out that could help designers, stuff that related to the business and maybe other designers would find useful. Right now, recently, we've been tweeting the podcast because that's, you know, used for information. So that was like one of the things we would consider useful instead of just grabbing something else that somebody else said. I would try to be I guess you would call it, what is it? I'm forgetting a word for it, but a trusted source for information, you know, advice.
Yeah.
On design related things or branding related things.
Well, I'll say when I do tweet, which is not often, it's generally just promoting, like sharing something I did, some work on that account. It's not generally sharing like resources or information from anyone else. I have recently, like by recently I mean last week, tried to find resources to share from that account just so that it can be, because I've noticed that I've been followed by people who thought I was a useful resource for information recently because I started sharing useful information. But generally, honestly, that account has just been to promote whatever work we're doing. Like, look, here's something we designed. Look, here's something else we designed. That's all it's been doing. And I'd say that strategy, obviously, I mean, I wasn't trying that hard. Didn't do all the hashtags. A lot of it was using like a WordPress auto tweeter thing that would just tweet stuff when I posted on a WordPress or something like that. Mm. So it wasn't really, you know, it's automated. So yeah, it's not personal. You wouldn't care. That's been a kind of my struggle. We'll go with that. That's my struggle with the business Twitter account is, as a business, I'm like, why would I follow a business? I don't want to just see commercials from you all day. Because this is kind of off topic, but like on Instagram, I follow some musicians and stuff like that. And
Soulja Boy?
I stopped following Soulja Boy, actually. But I don't want to see just ads about your upcoming performances all week. Because that gets old. And that's what I felt like when I'm tweeting from the Alien Muffin account. That's the way I feel I'm doing. Is because all I'm doing is like, look what I did. Look what I did. Look what I did. Look what I did. Nothing else. Because I don't really... Yeah. I don't necessarily always feel like spending the time to find some resource to share with you.
One thing I was thinking about, Twitter, because of the nature of it, because it's not, I mean, you can post pictures on there, but I mean, I know on my phone, I set it up so it didn't even load the pictures unless I wanted to, just to save data. But it's mostly about the words you're saying. And a lot of times that disconnect, I feel like if you're tweeting as a company, it's like, I don't feel like I'm talking to anybody. I'd be more likely to follow a company on Instagram. Yeah. If they're posting their shoes or something like, you know, something like that that I like because I like looking at the picture, I'm more likely to post that. It's like Twitter. It's like I actually want to know. I need more information than you just pushing your stuff because I can't even connect with, you're not posting pictures. I can't even connect with anything. And unless you're like a trusted news source or something like, or not trusted news source, but unless you're something like that where people actually are going to you for a reason, then it's kind of I feel like as a company you have to find a way to make it personal.
Yeah, I mean, I think sharing tips and information like that, that's probably the only way I would follow a company. I follow a few companies, but not many. Like, you know, I do a lot of work with Microsoft products in my day job, but I don't follow Microsoft because I honestly don't care. I mean, most of the time, like, I follow, I think I follow Adobe. But honestly, like, so they're sharing, they'll be sharing stuff with me, but most of the time it's just like, check out the new features in Adobe InDesign 6 or whatever, or the new, latest release of Creative Cloud or whatever. So, yeah, honestly, I'm not very, very interested in what they have to say. It's just that they are the authority, so I follow them. And I feel like as a company, we're not an authority. Yeah. We know a lot of stuff, but I probably wouldn't follow me. So my approach to Twitter has been, it's a secondary platform. Like, I need to be there just in case someone's looking for me. But most of the stuff I send to Twitter now is actually via Instagram.
Yeah. I think a strategy for us, I mean, since we're talking about what we should do, I was thinking, you know, science, you know, tweeting like useful information and things like that. But I mean, maybe we should find a way to make it more personal. Because, I mean, I'm a lot more personal on my own account, of course, because it's, you know, I don't feel like I'm representing anybody but myself. But, you know, I mean, there's ways to make things personal on Twitter, too, that, I mean, because you see that with other companies, people, you know, making jokes about Meek Mill and stuff like, I mean, companies making jokes about Meek Mill and stuff like that. So they are, a lot of times you see that with, they are trying to find a way to input themselves into whatever's hot at the moment. Like, I mean, you know, who cares? Most of the time you don't really care what Whataburger thinks, you know. But it's funny when they actually find a way to insert themselves into things. And I also find companies, I see companies that use it a lot as a easy way to, almost like a contact form. Like, if somebody has an issue, it's like, all right, send us something on Twitter and we can get right back to you. And then if it's important, you know, if it's not like, you know, if the answer isn't just, yeah, just restart your computer, you know, they're like, all right, you can email us here or whatever. Because I've actually done that with a company and they, you know, they watch that. So, I mean, that's a way to make it a resource if you've got a smaller company, I mean, a larger company with a lot of clients that may, you know, run into issues or something like that or have questions. I guess essentially it's about making it useful for people.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I know I've definitely interacted with a company via Twitter and gotten, you know, gotten a response, whatever, just because I was complaining about something and they were like, hey, stop that. How can we help you? Yeah. So, I think it is a viable platform for us. I just feel like we need to spend more time coming up with content that's actually real and not just basically the generated content that we do now. Basically, I will manually like use an automated system to push tweets out, which doesn't work, obviously. Yeah. So, because I will say that in the times I've actually tried to tweet for real, like as a person or through the business account and actually say real stuff or find content to share, I've gotten a decent response. Not always good, but you've got to be consistent. And I can say I'm definitely not consistent. And that's been probably the biggest downfall for our Twitter following or lack thereof. So if you're following us on Twitter, we apologize.
Yeah.
So I guess the other question about Twitter is like, I guess we kind of answered it, but do you think it's worth it for us to build a Twitter following?
Yes. I kind of feel like, I mean, I'm not going to join every social media platform, but especially when you're trying to grow a business, I think you need to be everywhere that makes sense. I mean, you can try them all out and stop using the ones that aren't making sense for you, but I mean, it's free publicity, you know. Yeah, I think you need to use it. I think you need to be there and just find a way to make that, you know, troubleshoot it and find something that works.
Yeah. I will say this. I agree with you. It's important to be there. I don't think that it's necessary for us, at least at this point, to invest a large amount of time in trying to grow a following. Like, oh, we only have 20 followers, we're not successful, we need to stop, we need to reevaluate. Like, I'm not like on that, but I do think we should make an effort to be active and visible there. But I don't,
yeah,
at least I don't personally judge a company specifically based on their following. At least not a, like a design company or something like that. Because some people do, like, oh, you only have 10 followers, you're nobody. But I don't think that that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily our goal. I mean, I mostly judge companies on their website, but and their business cards.
Yeah.
And handshakes. But I don't really, I mean, for us, we, most of our business has been word of mouth. I mean, that's how we've worked over the years. We just, you know, decided to make it more official more recently, but a lot of our business comes from word of mouth. Like, so it's not, we have different goals, I think, at this point. I mean, it'd be worth it. I think it's a thing to have. It's a good thing to have over time, especially, you know, even if you're not using it that very much.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you don't want somebody else snatching up your name, because in the future you may actually find like a good, you know, like, okay, this is what I want to use this for.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to have it, even if it's nothing else, own the account.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're going to, I mean, I think we're going to do more than that with it, but we just have to find something that works without, that doesn't require us to invest so much time into it, especially if it's, we are more effective in other social media.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where I'm leaning to, is Twitter is not the primary social media for us, I would think, because like we talked about earlier, Instagram is going to be more effective probably. And then also, like, I don't really have time to be, if I'm investing a lot of time in Twitter, I'm not investing time in doing actual work for people or watching my kids or whatever I'm supposed to be doing. So, I think we can definitely improve our strategy without necessarily investing any more time than what we currently do.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I mean, in the time we invest now is like not much at all. So.
Maybe, I mean, 10 minutes a week.
I think it would be more so of a just thinking about what we actually tweet.
Yeah.
Versus, like, you know, it's not, you know, just changing the personality, putting a personality on what we're tweeting so that it makes more, you know, it's more palatable, I guess, and, you know, more appealing to people. So, I mean, and I don't feel like once you have that idea down, it's not like you have to dedicate hours to it. So,
yeah. All right. Let's talk Facebook.
Let's. I mean, right now,
I haven't posted anything directly on Facebook in a long time. I'll say, like, for me, from my personal perspective, even my personal usage of Facebook has dropped. Just because it's just not, it's depressing and it's nothing interesting.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
I see too many videos of Hillary and Trump and just like. Too many black people getting killed by the police, like all kinds of crap on Facebook. I'm not like the one that's like, oh, if I ignore it, it's not happening. But after a while, it's like, okay, I know there's a problem. I know whatever the situation is, it's not necessarily good. But after a while, you see enough of it. And so I've minimized my usage of Facebook. I post pictures there every once in a while personally. But and that in turn has affected my use of our business Facebook. We honestly don't really have that many followers or anything like that. So every once in a while, it's kind of the similar strategy to what I do with Twitter. I'll share something that we're doing, share something that was already on our website or, you know, our podcast or whatever. But I don't honestly go on there and participate in any groups or post like just random information as a person on our page.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way in certain ways. I probably spend a little more Facebook on time on Facebook than you do. But I agree, it's the same thing. There's a bunch of people arguing and stuff like that. And I purposely, around this time with the election and everything I knew was coming up, I purposely stayed out of it, basically. Like, I was like, I'm not arguing with anybody on the internet this year. I'm done with that. I just stayed out of it as much as possible. I mean, and yeah, it can be overload when you're trying to do all these social media things. You gotta, I don't know, you gotta keep your own sanity in check. Yeah. So you don't want to, you'll lose your mind just seeing everything. And you don't have to see everybody's opinion all the time. I mean, you know.
Yeah, there's some people I kind of need to hide, like change my settings so I don't have to see their stuff. But yeah, I just don't go on there. Everyone's, and then Facebook seems to be kind of needy to me. I know this Instagram is starting to get needy too, but Facebook would always be like,
well, they're owned by Facebook, so.
Yeah, but I noticed, like, I don't know if you've seen it, but like, I'll get an email, like, if I haven't gone on there in like a week, then I'll get this email like, yo, you got 35 new notifications and 2 new friend requests, you need to go check these out. And it'll email me multiple times like, come on, come check. And Instagram,
and it's just
recently,
it's just people with birthdays.
Well, it's like that and just other junk that's going on. Because I manage several like pages for different organizations. Oh, yeah. So I get notifications from that too. But it just wants, it's like, come look at me. I need your attention. And Instagram has started doing that too. Because I got a message from Instagram yesterday, like, check out, you know, Wayne124. He posted for the first time in a week. And I'm like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that's why, I turned off my notifications, like, for Instagram. Like, well, it pops up when I get likes. Mm-hmm. But that, well, no, wait a minute. Actually, no, I turned that off. Like, it doesn't give, I don't get a notification when I get likes. It's only when I open up Instagram. I have to open up Instagram and look at it to see if I got any likes. Mm. Otherwise, it's not, like, if you send me a message, I'll see it. But otherwise, like, it's not going to pop up a thing every time I get a like. And that's one thing I did to definitely, like, tone things down, because I've caught myself looking at it all. I mean, I still look at it way too much, but looking at it way too often just to see that somebody liked something. Well, why do I need to look at my phone every time somebody likes something? It's unnecessary, but I think we got off topic. but so Facebook. I also manage a couple of different pages for a couple of different things. So I get notifications from that. I've actually turned off some of those, but our own personal one, I mean, I've used it, like I mentioned before, I tag, sometimes if our client has, you know, if they have a Facebook page or something like that, I'll tag them in it, and people have tagged us in things, like I make a t-shirt for somebody and in the car show tags us in it or something like that. And that's always cool. It's a good look. I mean, I don't feel like we've gotten many likes out of it, but I feel like we haven't been doing as much with our Facebook, definitely, that we could. And I really think some of it, I think it's right. You're right. I mean, it's a lot. Facebook's a lot. And sometimes I just don't want to deal with it. It's kind of overwhelming. Cause I also have my own, I have my own personal Facebook, mm-hmm. but I also have my own, Anthony Arts. I'm a painter. So I have put all my, paintings and artwork and stuff like on that one. And that's something else I managed. It's, you know, doing a little bit better, but it's something that I have to do because I want, you know, more sales and stuff like that. And that one, I've actually gotten sales and stuff out of that one because of me posting stuff mm-hmm. there. But that's like a different kind of thing than what we're doing with Alien Muffin. I mean, we do sell t-shirts and things like that, but a lot of our work is service-based, not so much product. So it's a little bit different. I've kind of felt like it needs to be out there. It's not as a tough sale as I have had to do in the past with some of the places I worked with, where it's like nobody cares about your page. Like, you need to be here, but like, seriously, what? No, it's like nobody's looking for that information kind of thing. But you know, I mean, at this point, I don't feel like we're doing what we should be with that.
So what do you think we should do on there? Because honestly, kind of like what we talked about with Twitter, all I have to say on Facebook as Alien Muffin the company is, hey, look, we did this. That's all I literally have to say. I don't really have anything else to say. I think if we were to like write blog posts about various topics related to our business, like, you know, about graphic design, web design, that sort of stuff. If we were to write informational posts like aimed at customers, with clickbaity titles like five reasons why you need your website done today and stuff like that, then
you won't believe what happens when you click the next page on this website.
She logged on to Facebook and you won't believe what happened next. Yeah, like, or five reasons why Trump will make an awesome president or whatever. Like, I see so many clickbaity things like that. So honestly, I know that stuff works on some level, but I feel stupid doing it. And so I wouldn't want to do some of that stuff. Like, some of that, like, if I really had information to share, I don't mind sharing it, but I don't want to be Mr. Clickbait.
I mean, I know, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I know, like, it's somebody that, you know, does a lot of work on the internet. Because I spend so much time on the internet, I don't feel the need to add just more junk to the internet. It's already so much, it's already full of like useless information, like crowding out the useful information. So I never feel like I need to, I don't want to add to the useless information on the, you know.
I completely agree with that.
I'm not trying to trick you into reading my article. I mean, I'll post something that's needed, but I'm not just trying to trick you into reading it,
right?
You know, just so I get
that. Yeah, I agree with that. And that's kind of why on some topics, like, I could probably write a bunch of blog posts about how to plan your website, how to build your website, how to do plan for logo design, like all this stuff related to our business. But honestly, I know the information is out there and it's easier for me to just share something that's already been generated than to write my own. If I went out and I could not find the information anywhere and it was all incorrect and it was just bad, maybe I'd write my own. Maybe.
Yeah. For me, I guess a lot of that is based on the time that would need to be spent to create that. Part of the reason why we created podcasts is to talk about these things or whatever, because we are more likely to do this than we are to sit down and type something. We sit at a computer all day anyway, typing and doing all kind of other stuff, that we don't really feel like sitting down and typing a blog post also. So it's easier for us to just talk through some of the things. So that's part of the reason why we decided to do this.
Well, what I was going to say is, like, honestly, I feel like what we're doing on Facebook is probably almost as good as it's going to get. I can't think of anything else I really would actually do. I do think, like, if we shared more stuff and obviously more consistently, that's all we can ask for. We're a small business. We're not going to get a million likes. We're not going to have a bunch of people following us. We're not like some Kim Kardashian fan page or something like that. So I don't anticipate that we're going to get a ton of stuff going on here. We have customers interacting with us, which is fine. Not all of them like the page, but I don't care. Like, I don't think having a bunch of likes on Facebook, at least on this type of business page, is really going to make a big difference. Because I know...
So you're saying I shouldn't get butt enhancement?
No, you go ahead and do that. Head to DR.
Okay. Okay, because I already bought the tickets.
I'm not sure what this has to do with Facebook at all, but...
Well, you mentioned the Kardashians, and that's something we had thought about before. I thought it would help.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll have to discuss that after the recording is done.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what else we would do here. And I feel like what we're doing now is fine. So one thing I will say, a few months back, so we did a promotion through our Threadless shop. So if you haven't seen our Threadless shop, we do sell t-shirts. Go there, buy a t-shirt. You need something to wear because it's getting cold.
I like the quality is nice too. I will say that they're Threadless shirts. That I really like the. It's like it's so soft.
Mm.
Sorry, that's not weird.
This episode is sponsored by Threadless.
They have good. They have good quality stuff.
Yeah, we did a promotion a few months back, like a sale for Labor Day, I think it was, and I promoted the post on Facebook. So Facebook was like, hey, don't you want to give us $5 to promote your post? So I was like, I got $5 to spend, you know, my kids will have to do without shoes for a couple of days, but that's okay. So I spent the $5, and I do notice that actually got a pretty good engagement. Like Facebook told me like 500 people saw it or whatever. I don't know if they're lying or not. We didn't get a bunch of likes. I don't know if we got any sales out of it. I don't think we did. But that's one good thing I could say we can do on Facebook is if we have something that's really popping, we can promote it on Facebook, spend $5 and hopefully get some return on that investment.
I've done that on my other page, my for my artwork. I've done promoted posts here and there. I mean, it, since you can select to it, where it's, I mean, I wasn't even used spending much money. We're talking about like, I think one time I spent $20, but that was like the maximum I've ever spent. Usually it was like $1-$2. Like, I'll promote it for like $2. And that's how I got like mad followers from Ethiopia on that page. Because I actually pushed it over there, and they liked it more than people in America that know me liked it. So I was like, all right,
well, that's
cool.
One thing that I think is an advantage with Facebook, that like where you can really segment your audience and stuff like that. Because we do.
That segregation works.
Is awesome, allegedly. but
for spread on Facebook.
But I think that's nice because. We do have some products that we sell. We do sell t-shirts and art prints and stuff like that through Threadless. So promoting those items to specific audiences is useful. I do not necessarily want to promote our other services to audiences because like we have been in the past, like you could probably speak about it more, but we've been contacted by just random people. And when I get contacted by a random person where I don't know how they found me or how they found out about me, I'm automatically kind of suspicious because I've been in situations where like it ended up being like they didn't have money or it was all a scam or they were trying to put me onto some pyramid scheme and didn't actually want any website or anything done. And so like now I'm like, I kind of want to know how you found me.
No, I agree with that. I mean, I feel like that happened to me recently. I'm not sure what that, it was just weird, but I mean, I feel like we would have to be very like direct in who we want to do. And as a small business, we're talking me and you. I don't feel like we need like 10 people coming at us at once anyway. So, I mean, we want to measure what we can handle. I mean, the only thing one thing I would do differently, I did notice that and I have it set up. I just need to actually use it. Is Instagram now has the thing so I can directly share from the Instagram company page to the company website. I mean, company Facebook directly. So it could, you know, I could easily share the same things I'm sharing on Instagram with a click of a button, and it's already there. And it's, you know, it's something that's there that is actual. I mean, could generate, you know, I almost said awareness. Awareness that we're doing business, but it could, you know, generate something.
I don't see us doing like any specials like this month only you get half off your website.
No, sorry.
So like other than that, I really don't think of anything else that I can't think of anything else that we could really promote other than our products and past works. Like, so this is really kind of just like a portfolio for us.
Yeah. Almost. And well, I mean, and also I think of it as a thing of, you know, the followers that you have or the new ones that you gain, it's more so of a, hey, look, I'm still, you know, just keeping it in people's face so they know like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. They do that. So that they think about
I'm still in these streets.
Yeah. Just let them know, you know, you gotta, that way they don't forget and they're like, oh, I need somebody to build a website or, do me a logo.
Yeah, who can do does this again?
That way you have something that it's living there and is, you know, you're not forgotten. So, but outside of that, I don't purely on, I mean, probably mostly out of just pure annoyance with Facebook that I don't really want to dig into it because I'm not going to be sitting on there talking to people in comments and stuff like that. That's not going to happen. Because some companies, they want to generate discussions and all that kind of stuff, and that's great for them. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, a lot of it's just it doesn't matter to what we're trying to do.
Yeah,
because we don't necessarily need your feedback
unless you're, you know, we're designing something for you, And I don't know why we would be just as a general going back and forth on Facebook about what something we're working. That wouldn't be the case. So, not that we have a problem with talking to you on Facebook, but we have a problem with talking to you on Facebook.
Yeah, feel free to contact us via Facebook. We actually do check the messages and stuff like that, but we just don't get them. We don't get many, like, we don't get much interaction there. Yeah. We get a few likes, and then people have messaged me on there every once in a while. But honestly, I'd say, like, a lot of our, just from the demographic perspective, probably a lot of our clients are on Facebook. So that is another reason why we need to be there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, younger people are probably going to be on more Snapchat or Instagram and all that other stuff. Whereas a lot of our clients are probably on Facebook and Twitter, but those are probably the places where we do the least. So we're kind of doing it all wrong.
Yeah, we are. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if we're sharing stuff on Facebook, then people we know on Facebook will see that. I mean, and a lot of our work comes from word of mouth. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, friends of friends. Yeah.
So if friends of friends see you sharing something, then that, and that's one of the options where you can promote to. You can promote to friends of followers, kind of thing, which is, I find, really useful. Once I built up a bunch of followers, I don't even know how many followers I have on there, but I forgot. But once I built up a bunch of followers, then I can just promote to friends of followers, and then that, you know, that way it's not just casting the net. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, target random countries and stuff like that. I mean, I did do that just to see what would happen, but you know.
Yeah, but right now we don't even have enough followers to make it. Well, I guess most of our followers on Facebook are actually people we know.
Yeah,
I don't think we're even followed by anybody we don't know.
Yeah, I haven't actually sat down and tried to actively, because I know with Facebook you can go out there and like invite people to like your page, and I don't think
I'm not gonna do
that. I haven't done that. I've done it in the
past. I don't want to be that annoying person who signed up for a pyramid scheme and then hits up all their friends like, hey, I've got this great opportunity to tell you about. I'm like, no, I've fallen prey to that too many times, so I don't want to do that to people. So that's another reason probably why we have so few followers, is we have not gone out and recruited them. But I prefer, honestly, same with Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, I prefer people that find me and actually want to follow me, and not just the courtesy follow from my cousin or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Not that we want our cousins to follow us also. We have a lot of cousins, but, and we've built websites and stuff for them too. But, actually I think we do want our cousins to follow us. I'll take that courtesy follow, but, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, and what we're trying, what our goals as a company and everything, we want to measure, like, growth anyway. We don't want to bite off more than we can chew. So, I mean, I think it's something where we need to be more active, but, like, doing anything just for, you know, making clickbaity things and stuff like that, I don't feel like that's necessary. And as far as promoting and doing promotions and stuff like that, I'll do that for the the t-shirts and other stuff we sell. But at the same time, our goal isn't to be a t-shirt company. It's just something that we also do, because as designers, we also have ideas for t-shirts. So we can't help it.
Yeah. All right. So I think we've talked enough about Facebook.
Yeah.
So the last one, only other place where we have an account for now, is Instagram.
And it's booming.
Instagram is definitely our most successful platform at this point.
86 followers.
Excuse me. All 86 of y'all that are following us, we thank you. We could probably send you individual thank yous. It wouldn't take us that long. We kind of already have talked about why Instagram is successful for us, at least.
Yeah.
Because the nature of what we do is visual. We can show you right there and you can look at it. And, you know, Instagram has become more popular, or became popular right around the time when we started actually being active and using our social media platforms. So it's worked kind of well hand in hand. So in terms of interaction, there's been a few times where I've seen people like posting like, hey, I need a good web designer, tag one.
Yeah.
So I've gone in and tagged, like, from my personal account, tagged Alien Muffin and stuff like that. I've done stuff like that. I don't know if it's ever worked.
Well, that one,
but, well, yeah, so it has worked at least once. But other than that, like, I don't see a ton of, like, business engagement. I do see engagement in terms of people see what we post, they click like, they comment every once in a while. Like, we've had maybe a total of like 10 comments on, you know, like 10 comments in all time, like, sort of 70 posts, 10 people have commented. So I think, like, it's been working pretty well. We definitely need to, in terms of improvement, I think the biggest thing for, and I think it applies across all our platforms, is going to be consistency. There, when I first started using the Alien Muffin Instagram account, I would post when I thought about it. And for a long time, I have two phones.
One for your... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a joke lined up for that, and so we're just going to act like that.
Sorry, I have two phones. I was slow on that. I'm sorry. yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
So, for a long time, I only had the Alien Muffin Instagram set up on one of my phones, so I wasn't even able to, like, I'd see something, I'd take a picture of it, and then I'd forget about it, and then I'd have to wait until I got to my other phone, and then, or had my other phone with me, or whatever, and so I just wasn't posting. So now I'm trying to do better, but I think if we're consistent and put all the necessary hashtags and all that other stuff on our pictures, I think, you know, that's the main thing we need to improve on, well, on
now,
that account.
Now Instagram, I mean, I don't know if you've done it on your phone, but you can, I mean, just like Twitter, I can do it on Twitter. I can switch between accounts.
Yeah. So this was years ago, a couple years ago at least, before they had that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm good. And now I actually, I'm trying to be this, again, like, a lot of this applies to all the platforms, even though they're slightly different. They're starting to become, at least the three we're talking about today, they're starting to become very similar in terms of how you can interact with people. You can tag people, you can show a picture when you need to. You can directly message someone on all of these platforms. So you can slide in the DMs. The biggest thing I have to do, what I would say now is, for all these platforms, is that we need to work on, I have to be more intentional about it. So when I see something, like, a lot of times I'll be working on stuff, I'll design something for someone, I'll send it out to the client, I'll send them an invoice, I'll do all the stuff I need to do, get my money, but in the process, I won't even think that, hey, I should take a picture of this and put it on Instagram, because it's not even something I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about getting the project done, moving on to something else, going home, like, messing with my car. Like, I'm thinking about something else I want to do and not necessarily remembering, like, oh, yeah, I should Instagram this. Oh, yeah, I should tweet this. Oh, yeah, I should post something on Facebook about this.
Yeah. I mean, and these are things that don't necessarily, I mean, it doesn't take long to do that either.
No.
You take a second to say, oh, I'm working on this project today on Twitter. Facebook, it would only take a second to, I mean, well, let me go to Instagram. It would only take a second to post the logo that you made on Instagram, add all the hashtags, have it pushed to Facebook, and then you're done. I mean, and you can push it to Twitter and everything else and Tumblr and all that. I mean, well, we don't have Tumblr set up, but wait, do we? Yeah, we do, actually.
Yeah,
but
we do. We just don't use it.
Yeah, we don't. Okay, we don't even talk about that. But yeah, I mean, it would only take a second to do those things, so it's like an easy, like, it's a consistency thing. I mean, I guess for us, the Instagram thing is the easiest thing that we are found to be consistent with, and, like, it's been the most consistent thing. I think we could be more consistent with it,
because
it's not like we're not working on stuff. We're always working on something, but it'd be like that's actually thinking about it. And I think one of the things I know is I'm always worried about spamming people, especially from my personal accounts. I mean, because, you know, like I mentioned, like, I'm a painter, so, like, on my Instagram, it's a bunch of my paintings and stuff like that. And I'm always like, I don't want to be that person that's posting the same stuff all the time. And I've gotten a little past that. I still don't repost things that often, but but it's still, like, one of those things I don't want to, like, you know, spam people with it. Whereas with a business account, because it's not necessarily you can get away with that just a little bit. you know, yeah, it doesn't really hurt because some of your friends may follow and stuff like that, but they are probably more understanding. It's not like you're just posting a selfie every day, you know. Shout out to people that do that. Well, yep. No shout out to you.
Stop. Yeah, I would say like my strategy for that for the business Instagram has been posting whatever I'm working on. So some days I'm posting a picture of some code that I'm working on in WordPress or JavaScript or whatever, JavaScript code, jQuery stuff, or I'm posting a picture of something I'm designing in Photoshop, or it's like every once in a while we're doing like promotions, shirts and stuff we designed, or the podcast. So I feel like I have more stuff that I can talk about on Instagram via pictures. In terms of that strategy, I don't see anything wrong with the strategy we're currently using. I think
with Instagram?
Yeah, I think the issue is just consistency. We need to do more. Yeah,
I mean, right now, I mean, you can say the growth rate isn't terrible. I mean, if we did it more and we're getting that many followers per post, I mean, that's not terrible. I'm
okay with that. Like when we started the podcast, we had 81 followers. Now we got 86. So we got some followers. Like, we really don't have any major incentive for following us. You know, you'll see some cool pictures and stuff. You're not going to see, like, you know, we're not an Instagram thought. So you're not going to see pictures of selfies and half naked or anything like that. But you'll definitely see pictures of our work, which I guess is incentive enough for 86 people to follow.
Well, I mean, I follow plenty of artists on Instagram.
Yeah.
Probably most of the people I follow are probably artists and stuff like that. So I look for stuff like that. I mean, I like seeing that. I mean, and other designers, I'm sure they like getting ideas and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's an incentive for people to follow it. I think there's an incentive. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, you can follow an Instagram thought also. I mean, you can do both.
Yeah, I mean,
I would say that can do both.
I would think that, at least from my perspective, and I might be wrong because I've never talked to anybody that follows us, except for people I know. But if you're following us, I would assume that most people that follow us are also designers, so they just appreciate seeing good design. Because if I was just a regular person that didn't care about design or art or whatever, then I probably wouldn't follow an artist. Like if I was like a customer that needs some design work done, why would I follow a designer? Well, I'd follow them so I could contact them, but I probably wouldn't continue. I don't know. I don't know. This is all a faulty logic. Well, it's not based on anything.
I mean, and this is why that's the problem right there. I mean, we tell other people to do whatever they need to with their social media, but we don't do it ourselves. I mean, and that's the problem. We're thinking way too hard about it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they may follow us. I mean, because I know some of our clients follow us. It may have been that courtesy follow, but hey, I mean, that's why you follow people.
Yeah.
You don't need to follow them. It's like the courtesy. Like, all right, well, they're not annoying. I guess I'll follow them, you know? You see what they're doing. I mean, and it keeps in mind, especially if somebody has a business.
Yeah.
They're going to need other things designed. And, you know, if they like what you did, then they may shout you out and they may, you know, and then they may keep on coming back. So they keep you in mind. I know sometimes I follow companies or something like that just because it's like, okay, I may want this in the future.
Yeah.
So let me follow it so I don't forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly why I follow stuff.
Yeah. So, we got to get that out of our heads that like, because, you know, we're defeating ourselves by overthinking it. So
that's kind of been my perspective, has always been, why would our customers care about what we're talking about, what we're tweeting about, what we're posting on Facebook? So I a lot of times I'll think, I could put this on Facebook, but why would anyone care? So I won't. And maybe that's why we have 17 followers.
That's exactly what I mean, it's something I've had to learn, like with my other stuff, with my artwork and everything. It's like
people care about everything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, somebody's gonna care, and you keep on posting it enough. I mean, I went from, you know, people, I mean, of course, people, I mean, both of us always been the, you know, the kid that could draw in class or whatever, but I knew there's plenty of people I went to school with that were great artists and stuff back then, but I ain't seen nothing from them recently.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was consistent and posted my stuff all the time, I'd be posting my stuff all the time, and then I'd see somebody out when I'm out or whatever, and they're like, oh, you're still working? Like, oh, what are you doing out here? I thought, you know, why aren't you at home painting or whatever, you know? And it's because I became that guy that's always doing that.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, and it's a, you know, I guess it's like that culture you created that it's you after a while.
Yeah.
Versus the people that I knew that could do a lot of, were, you know, very talented, and they're not doing anything with it now. And now, you know, nobody's thinking about them, but they see me still doing it. So, it's the same thing we'd have to do with the, with our company, is like be the people that are doing this.
Yeah.
Because, there's a guy on YouTube, I've watched it, he puts a lot of videos up, but a lot of useful stuff, but his name is Roberto Blake, and he's a designer. And he said in the past, I've seen him say it all the time, a lot of the reason why he has opportunities he gets and the clients that he gets is, you know, one, he set himself, I mean, he has the, you know, skill and everything. Then he presents himself as a...
subject matter expert.
As a subject matter expert. And then he's out there doing it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if, you know, you're not doing it and not consistent or whatever, then you can't complain about somebody else getting these opportunities because you're not out there, you're not putting yourself out there. So, I mean, for us, it's not like we're not necessarily like hurting for, you know, new clients all the time, but we would like to, as a company, like turn it into, you know, grow it. You want to do that. You don't create a business to be stagnant. So, I mean, for us, it's just a matter of we got to, you know, get out of our heads, and because this is all stuff that we would tell a client to do. But this is our own. We're having our own little
intervention.
it's intervention with ourselves because we don't do we're not practicing what we preach, I guess.
Yeah, like they say, there's some saying about like the cobbler's children have no shoes. A lot of times it's easier to tell other people what to do, but then you don't do it yourself. So I guess that's...
I've said many times that I need a clone of myself to do what I do for other people.
Yeah.
For myself.
Yeah, definitely. I could definitely use that. For the longest time, honestly, like, Alien Muffin, for the longest time, our website was garbage, but I'm building nice sites for other people. Our logo wasn't that great, or it hadn't been, like, cleaned up, everything, but we did logos for other people, but it's easy to get caught up in doing stuff for other people, and I think that's another thing where, like, because I've seen people that are, like, big-time designers or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, their stuff is all right, but, like, their own personal branding isn't that great. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, okay, I understand why, because if you're busy working, you don't have time necessarily to get your stuff right. Like, we didn't have business cards until this summer, and my business cards are still in a box in my office. I've never given one out. And
well, you don't want to lose them.
No, I feel like you don't want to. They're precious. I want people to appreciate them when they get them.
Yeah.
So if you're one of our,
I do get compliments on those thick cards. We got like the thickest cards you can get. I mean, they're like a, I don't know. I consider it like a, it's like a firm handshake. Like, oh my god, you could hurt somebody with that card. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm gonna give one out one day if I ever remember to take them with me.
It's like a prize.
Well, I need to get rid of them because I remember before I've had business cards in the past for other companies I've started or whatever, and I just didn't give them all out. So I still have like hundreds of cards that are like, you know, they're obsolete now because phone numbers, business emails, websites are no longer active or whatever. So, like, I'm just going to have to recycle them. So I need to use the ones I have.
Yeah.
But I guess to summarize, across all of our platforms, obviously, like we said, we want to grow. But what would you say is one thing? I'll go first. I'll say one thing we need to do across all of our platforms in order to continue, or not just continue, start growing, is to, like I said, consistency in terms of posting more frequently and with some regularity, at least. And then also being intentional about it. So I think we're doing a lot of stuff that we could share with people, but we just don't because we're not in the habit of it, or we don't think it's important enough. Or like I designed a logo for somebody last week, and I just don't think it's that great. The customer is elated with it. I just don't think it's that good. So sorry, guys, you will not be seeing it. But maybe I should share it. maybe. So that would be the one thing I would say we need to focus on to improve our social media stuff, so that when we talk to clients about social media, they're like, they're not like, they don't pull us up and then be like, what in the world? These people don't know anything. Look, they only have 17 followers.
Yeah. You gotta, I mean, in some ways you gotta look the part.
Yeah. But, you know. So what would you say is the one thing that we need to do besides the thing I said? So you gotta be original and come up with something else. Yeah.
Be intentional. I would say not overthinking what we're, you know, what we're doing, and by that it's what we were just talking about, whereas we're thinking nobody's going to care and stuff like that. So I guess it's more of a, you know, having the confidence in our own work that we can put it out there, and that people know why we're putting it out there. They understand it's a business. It's not like our personal page where we're just sharing selfies and you know, butts on sinks, you know. That, sorry. People understand what we're doing. Yeah. And people will be okay with us sharing things multiple times, and we're not spam. We're far from spamming people, you know. So
yeah,
we got a long way to go before we have to worry about that. So I would say don't be afraid to put ourselves out there, and be, you know, don't be afraid to you know, play with the formula or the way that we're doing things now, just and try different things.
All right, so we have some steps we can use to improve. If you're listening and whatever platform you're listening on, definitely feel free to hit us up if you have suggestions on what we should be doing from a social media perspective to not only reach more customers, but also just engage with more people. Because we don't know everything. In a future episode, yeah, we'll talk about why we don't know everything and how we've kind of become
episode yeah. 5.
We'll see. But yeah, what we'd like to do, I'm not sure when we're going to do this, so no promises, but we want to do a follow-up on this. So we've talked about some things we could do to improve. We've talked about a current status, 86 followers on Instagram, 41 or 42 on Facebook, and 17 on Twitter. So we want to do a follow-up. You know, we're obviously maybe a couple months or something. We're going to do a follow-up on this episode and talk about how our strategies have worked. Like, we talked about what our current strategies are. We want to follow up and see if the things we talked about changing, did they work? Did it make a difference? How many more followers do we have? Have we connected with more people through these social media platforms? Are we, you know...
Does flat tummy tea actually work?
I've always wondered that. Because I've definitely seen some people selling flat tummy tea.
Well, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out for you.
Is that really, does it work? And does it work for your to up your follower count?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a different discussion we could have on another episode about, like, that whole thing. Because there's a lot yeah, there. All right. Well, definitely, if you're listening, please go follow us. If you're not following us already, that would help.
Follow us and then give us advice on what we should
do. That would help. I mean, it would be nice if we could get to, like, 20 Twitter followers in the next 3 months. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, definitely thanks for tuning in to our episode this week. We'll be back with more soon. We obviously talked about social media this whole time. So follow us. Our Instagram is Alien Muffin. Our Facebook is Alien Muffin. Our Twitter is Alien Muffin. All spelled the same, easy to find us. Just Google us. There's links on our website. Check us out. Comment on our pictures, all that other stuff. If you want to follow us personally, you could find me at DK12 on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, but I don't really tweet there either, so don't bother.
I'm Ant Cave on Twitter. I'm Ant Cave on Instagram. And if you want to check out some of my artwork, Anthony Arts on Facebook and
AnthonyArts.com.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's my website for all that kind of stuff, since I kept on name dropping it and talking about it.
Yeah, I feel like you're trying to promote your Anthony Art stuff more than you're trying to promote our business. So we're going to have to talk about
that. That's my goal a little bit.
Well,
it's an ad. This is my ad spot from Anthony.
This episode was sponsored by Anthony Arts. If you want some paintings of stuff, check them out. Check that site out, AnthonyArts.com.
Yeah.
There's no promo code or anything.
No.
Just the price. So, all right. Thanks for joining us. We're out. I'm into rapping, not the